Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've got Erin in Colorado on the line. I'm going to go right to her. Okay, Erin, what's up?
Captain Denise, first of all, the gift that just keep on giving. Of course, you got the big dummy vice president. Well, we're gonna distribute taxpayer money due to your income, and if you're either you're black or you're brown or you're red or you're green or whatever. And I think to myself, well, no matter what color you are, no matter what economic status you have, you pay money to the federal government. Period. And that's what it should be about, not about your color, your economic status. And then you got Nancy Pelosi on Colbert show saying that the dark side, broken down, dumb donkeys are gonna take the house. I mean, talk about someone who needs to stop smoking that fantasy island weed. And then you got another big dummy, old senile, broken down, dumb donkey, so-called president, saying that Reverend Sharp. I'm gonna run in 2024. But, I mean, go ahead. I mean, Jimmy Carter, he ran on his bad 4 years. So why don't you run in your 4 bad years, you idiot? And another thing, Denise, I don't know if you read the new book coming out about Trump, because there's so many books about Trump anyway. But there's a new book coming out about Trump called Chance Man. And I haven't read it. I don't know if you read it, but if you have, or if you do get around to reading it, I'd like to hear your point of view. Cap, Denise, have a good night. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Denise.
I have not read it. I've got about 5 books I'm reading at the same time here, and it's even hard to kind of keep up and keep at it. But, yeah, there's a bunch of them that are out there on Trump, and the one that I actually really want to read is Jared Kushner's book. Because I think that he really talks about an awful lot of the successes and accomplishments of the Trump administration and the whole background stories, or all the background stories of them, including the Abraham Accord. So I'm very interested in getting to that one. But again, I've got several others in the process, so I can't help you on the new one that you mentioned.
Now, I got to ask you a question here. Yesterday, we heard that Elon Musk had reversed his decision and is now planning on buying Twitter for $44 billion or $54.20 a share. Well, of course, right away, Twitter shot up, and people are going to make some money on their investment. But what is it that made him change his mind, do you think? And is he going to do what we heard him say, and that is make it more user-friendly as a place where people can go and not worry about being attacked and censured and all that stuff?
I don't know what his motivation was. Specifically, I don't think that anybody does, but he dropped the lawsuit against Twitter that he had over the whole bot thing. But I will tell you that it appears to me the man has begun to figure out the progressive movements of the left, particularly against free speech. And the whole thing against free speech runs the gamut from government to universities,
yep.
And even down, and when I say government, that includes, you know, the parent thing where they're domestic terrorists now and those kinds of things, trying to protect their children's education.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that he's seeing a lot of things that he didn't see before. And I think that he's decided to kind of step into the breach and let this thing, this transaction go through. Now, it's also important to understand that he has been working with Governor DeSantis in a very huge way over South Florida because, all kinds of resources are working to restore electric power in Lee and in Collier County.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that people are missing out on and they need pretty badly because we've become so reliant on the Internet is the Internet. And so DeSantis and Elon Musk have worked together with SpaceX to get the Starlink boxes in.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know the exact number. My gut tells me it's a little over 100 of those boxes that have already been delivered.
Yep.
So that'll be huge.
All right, hold that thought, folks. Coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Airlines. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, I will take it right away. And thank you very much for tuning in and chiming in and opining in. A lot of activity in the chat room tonight. Thanks very much. And a lot of personal messages coming in one-on-one. Got a question here that I'll be getting to here in just a second. So don't go anywhere. Now, in the meantime, let's tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO, of course, has been saving people money for over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25-plus million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, to find out what your premium would be. They'll give you a rate quote on the truck you're driving or the car that you're driving. And then, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they'll do the same thing there. But where you really save money is when you bundle your homeowner's or your renter's or your condo insurance policy with your automobile policy. That will save you a bunch of money. So, get that information together. Give them a check by going to the web, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and see what they can do for you. Or just contact your local GEICO agent. Find him listed, him or her listed, in your local telephone book. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I got two callers on the line. I'm going to go to the first one. It's Bagamon Bob. Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, yeah. I just think that
speak up a little. Speak up a little.
Yeah, okay. Elon Musk might be better off trying to colonize Twitter than colonize Mars. And second thing is, what do we do about the deep state? Because I think big tech is really part of the deep state. And okay, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, the deep state is going to take a series of elections to get them out of there, I do believe, but that's just me.
Nothing can be done about the deep state until the Republicans are back in power. I don't think that we have a clue just how big the deep state is either. Every time I turn around, I learn about another nefarious organization or special interest group. So, you know, we don't have a lot of confidence sometimes in Congress or members of Congress, even the who we think are the good guys that we vote for and send into the House or to the Senate. But I will tell you that they know more than they ever reveal, because they get briefings from certain agencies and they get memos and all these other kinds of things. So I think that when some of these, you know, members, legislators speak, we have to listen to them very carefully, because they're telling us something, especially those that are on the House Oversight Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So we will necessarily see how this goes. And, you know, don't forget, too, that the deep state includes all of media.
Right.
And big tech.
Right.
So, yeah, we have to watch. You know, you can get sucked into a story, but don't get sucked into that path that they're putting you on. Take the story and go wider on it.
All right, I think I got Elliot on the line here. Good morning, Elliot. Is that you?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Captain, and good morning to Denise. Hey, Denise, on YouTube right now, a black male drug dealer, you know, gun runner, have a car trunk loaded with assortments of weapons. Now, he was describing how easy it is, America, to enter the gates into Mexico, unchecked by U.S. Border Patrol. He just drove right through unchecked on his way to sell these purchased weapons to the cartels for profit. America last. Denise, I am not a fan of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Shame on you, Kentucky, for voting Mr. Magoo in for another term. What is going on with him pulling funds from two key Republican races? He is acting irrational. Please explain what is at stake here.
Okay, thanks, Elliot. Go ahead, Denise.
I wish I could. I saw where he did about a month ago pull some funding. But I also saw where they kind of put that funding into another political action committee that did fund them. So I can't really speak to what his issues are. It seems to be that he has a bigger problem with Blake Masters out of Arizona than any of them. And maybe even Dr. Oz, but I'm not a fan of Dr. Oz myself. But he's certainly better than Fetterman.
Yeah.
So I wish I could help you on that one, Elliot. But I can't, and I have to be honest on that one. I don't understand his motivations. But you know, shame on Kentucky. Well, you can say that, but if nobody else in Kentucky is going to stand up to run for a Senate seat for Kentucky, what else are the Kentuckians supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's kind of where that one is.
Okay.
As far as weapons go, let me say this real fast.
Mm-hmm.
We also, there's another component to that, and the other component is we don't understand the weapons that Border Patrol is able to seize of illegals coming across the border onto our side. And one thing that you never hear is, do we have any kind of FBI representation on that border? We never hear it,
mm-hmm.
ever. And I would say that is one of the, that is a physical national security risk. And there's all kinds of weirdos and whatnot coming across that border.
Yep.
And we never hear any kind of report from the FBI.
That's true. Now, the former naval intelligence officer, Tony Bobulinski, who became a partner with Hunter Biden and the brother, Joe Biden's brother, and I guess there were one or two other people involved in that, is sounding off right now. And the headline says, he said this on Tucker Carlson, the headline says, the FBI altered history with the handling of Hunter's laptop.
Tucker interviewed him 2 years ago to the day, pretty much, and then again aired almost a one-hour interview exclusively with him. And it is Johnny's mad, and he's coming out 2 years later because we're coming up against the elections again and midterms. And what he's trying to do is say, this is where we are with this case and with this president. And with the FBI, especially with the FBI, because they interviewed Tony Bobulinski 2 years ago, the FBI did, for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And remarkably enough, to prove that he was telling the truth, in the middle of that interview, he gets a text message from none other than Jim Biden.
Right.
And
who's the brother, right?
Stunned.
The brother.
Correct.
Yeah.
James, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was stunned. And so, and the text message said, are you trying to call me? Now, understand something here. James Biden knew then at that very moment, because he hadn't heard from him in a while.
Mm-hmm.
James Biden knew at that very moment that Bobulinski was sitting with the FBI in that interview.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it. So he took the phone and he showed it to the to the team of FBI agents sitting there and said, see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they knew that everything that the FBI knew that everything that Bobulinski was telling them was the truth. So there's your deep state. And I would argue, and Bobulinski says it, in two years, not one person at the FBI has reached out and talked to Tony Bobulinski again,
mm-hmm.
or any of Tony Bobulinski's lawyers. There's a big part of your deep state. And what Tony Bobulinski is saying is that the FBI altered the path of history because they did nothing about all the things that were inside that laptop. Remember, the Bureau had that laptop. So when it came to the elections, they squelched it all. They reached out to social media and to big tech, because if you ever decided to do any kind of a search on Hunter Biden's laptop, you weren't going to get the kind of search results that should have been there.
Mm.
So what he's saying is that the FBI altered history.
All right. I'm going to let you go. We'll talk tomorrow and call or hang on. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much. That's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And caller, I would have let you on the next segment there, but you disappeared. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You USA Radio News.
While the White House took credit for lower gas prices in recent weeks, it's now claiming the ongoing increase in gas prices is nuanced. Here's an exchange between Fox News reporter Peter Ducey and Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
It's a lot more nuanced than that. Peter, you know this. There have been global challenges that we have all have dealt with. When I say all, meaning other countries as well, have dealt with since the pandemic. There's been pandemic and there's been Putin's war.
The death toll from Hurricane Ian continued a grim and steady climb on Tuesday. Unofficial figures have recorded more than 100 killed by the Category 4 storm. And on Tuesday, federal aviation officials mandated more time off between flights for flight attendants. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, and we're going to combine this along with some Florida hurricane news, rescue and recovery that's going on, and we're going to tell you all the latest and help tell you how you can help as well. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, the website NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and we're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida. I'm over here in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city of Boston. Now, Check them out on their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, you can take a tour of one of their campuses and see what it's like, or you can take a tour of both of their campuses and see what they're like. When you're there, you'll get a chance to talk to, number one, students, number two, instructors, and number three, the financial people, the loan people that will explain to you how the loan process works. Now, obviously, if you are a military veteran and you still have benefits in your educational package, you don't have to worry. It'll all be taken care of. But if you've used a lot of your educational benefits, then you'll be limited as to what you can use, and you'll have to apply as a civilian on the other end to get the rest of your money, should you decide to do that. But that's no big deal. And to the civilians that they're applying, that's no big deal either. All you got to do is do it. The rest is simple. Now, don't forget, the website again, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, give them a call, ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Either one, you'll be able to find out everything you need to find out. Now, when it comes to the hurricane, you want to volunteer? You want to help? Just don't know who you want to help with or how to go about it? Here's the very simple way to do it. VolunteerFlorida.org is a website. VolunteerFlorida.org. Tell them what it is that you are good at doing. Maybe you happen to be a radio operator with a license. They're going to want to know that. Maybe you happen to be a plumber with a license. They're going to want to know that. Maybe you're a carpenter with a license. They're going to want to know that. Maybe you're a forklift operator or a tractor-trailer driver. They're going to want to know that. Give them your license information. Why? Because they're going to check you out. And if you check out, there may be a place for you to do something. Now, it's called Volunteer Florida, but it doesn't mean it's going to be volunteer. If you're good enough, and you show right away that you're good enough, you can wind up getting paid. This could lead into a full-time job, because they are going to be down there working, cleaning things up, and building things, I guarantee you, for a year or more across those counties. For a year or more. So this may be the opportunity for many of you listening to me right now to go to volunteerflorida.org, volunteerflorida.org, and volunteer. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch and my flagship station AM 860 The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, has teamed up with the Food for the Poor organization to provide direct relief to the Hurricane Ian survivors. Now, there's a way you can do this. You can go to the AnswerTampa.com website, the AnswerTampa.com website, and click on the Hurricane Ian Relief banner. And it'll ask you for a contribution. Give whatever you can. You can also text the word Tampa to 41444 and do the same thing. Let's text the word Tampa to 41444 and do the same exact thing. Now, if you want to volunteer, I'll repeat that one more time, volunteerflorida.org. There are numerous positions that you can do, and you can do it right, have yourself covered for what needs to be done, and away you go. Instead of going down there running the risk of getting hurt, and then what do you do? Then what do you do? If you're going to do this, folks, you need to do it right. That's all there is to it. Now, the U.S. is going to establish a new command. The U.S. European Command's headquarters in Germany is going to oversee how the U.S. trains and equips Ukrainian troops right there in Germany. And I think that's a great idea whose time has come. In addition, the Air Force is now rolling out a major change on how airmen prepare for combat deployments, hoping to reinforce those skills year-round rather than scramble them at the last minute and throw everybody in a plane, a truck, a bus, or whatever, and say, come on, we're going. And also the U.S. military is holding firm on maintaining its presence in the Indo-Pacific region, despite the threats by China and the nation's rising tensions with Taiwan. Well, we can't just back out of that area. We've got to be there. By the way, also, the aircraft carrier Nimitz got back underway after it was sidelined with a little problem. Many of you probably know about it. Contaminated water found in the ship's water system. They got that taken care of, so they're back en route again. Okay, let me go over here to the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Should have stuck around.
You would have been on 3 minutes earlier.
Oh, yeah. Hey, roger that. Coffee was calling. Hey, anyway, you're real quick talking about, going back up a little bit with Ms. Denise there. I know she's not on, but my 2 cents on this. Number one, I don't think, Elon Musk is going to purchase Twitter outright like he keeps selling everyone that he is, because he's in a competition with Jeff Bezos as far as putting up global dominance of the internet activity, Wi-Fi internet, globally with satellite constellations. I think he's just using Twitter to keep him in the news a positive light, because Bezos did not contract with SpaceX to provide Lyft for his satellite.
Which is why I think he's going to buy Twitter and go into competition.
I could see, if he is my opinion, if he does, I'd be highly surprised, because he has so many classified defense contracts already through SpaceX and DARPA and some of the development that's been going on. I'm not saying he's not a dumb guy by any stretch of the imagination, but I think he's high on the marketing end right now as far as keeping himself in the line. That's just my 2 cents. But real quick, you're talking about Ukraine, Germany, NATO, and this missing, reported missing nuclear nuclear submarine has gone reportedly, quote, missing, close
yep.
quote, from its Arctic base. We're dealing with information warfare at the highest order right now, because according to the New York Post, yes, sir, those things do not go missing with the amount of satellite surveillance, human intelligence, comms surveillance, electronic surveillance,
right.
This, that, and the other. It may have visibly disappeared from the optos, human spectrum. But that thing's out there, and I'm willing to bet it's being tracked, not just to information warfare. Anyway, thanks, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I agree. Have a great day. Okay, I agree. It is psyops that's going on here. And one side is trying to outdo the other. That's what it's all about. Trying to scare the bejesus out of everybody, too, along the way. Okay. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. He will be back with me.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much, Frank Silvallo. Frank will be back on Friday. We had a great conversation on Monday. And, of course, 5 days a week we have a great conversation with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, who we'll get to right after I tell you. This segment is brought to you by Moss Automotive, Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership here in Tampa at North Florida Avenue, located right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, one of the reasons that they get customers and they advertise in this program is they get them from all over the country because of what they do. The You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all church pastors too, get a tremendous discount on the vehicle they look at, whether it's a certified pre-owned or a brand new one. And in addition, Moss Acura always has their vehicles come with Moss Care. That gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, don't forget, that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And tell them the captain says she's going to save you a boatload of money. Believe me when I tell you. And we see many people and run into many people from all over the country that come here to buy. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is here with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
Okay, we were talking about this off air, but we're going to talk about it again. Out west, all the blue states, which is in this Ducky, all the blue states out there just jacked up the price of their gasoline significantly by anywhere from 60 cents to a dollar a gallon. Consequently, the spike in the gas prices up there has it way up over $6 a gallon again, and in some cases, over $7 a gallon. What's going on?
Well, again, we have a problem with capacity at certain refineries. Yeah, we know that we have refining capacity issues here in the United States. I think we discussed the Philadelphia refinery going offline, but yep. We also, in the sense that there's so many different blends that are sold here in the United States, not just based upon state, but actually based upon areas. And the Los Angeles blend of gasoline right now is having production issues. They can't call up. Let's say if there was another area, and let's say Arizona, that had surplus gasoline for whatever reason it may be. They can't bring that gasoline and sell it in Los Angeles to bring the prices down because of the regulations that are involved. It's stupid. And I equate it, quite frankly to, you know, it'd be like having a, for all of your electronic devices, you got to plug into the wall. Imagine if you had to have a different plug based upon different places in the country. How much more expensive would all of these electronic devices be?
Mm-hmm. Well, my question is, that is stupid. You're right. I totally agree. But how could you possibly allow this to continue? Because I remember this going on year after year after year after year. I mean, you would think they'd want to get rid of this.
I should talked about this back when gasoline first went above $3. What was it, back 2004, 2005?
Right.
You know, just pick a blend for the entire country and just head in that direction. It makes a hell of a lot more sense than the way that we're doing things now. I mean, it's the same thing here. I mean, if New York, as it happened during Hurricane Sandy, I was short on gasoline here in New York and certain areas in New Jersey, but if there was any surplus gasoline somewhere else, it couldn't be used.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a real eye-opener for the people that are paying attention. The national debt just hit $31 trillion and it's climbing. Our economy is wobbling. A lot of people are going, boy, oh boy, this is not the platform I want to be sitting on.
What platform? I'm sorry.
They believe we're on shaky. Well, here we go. They believe the economy's wobbling.
There's no doubt it's wobbling. You just take a look at the numbers. You take a look at major, the real estate market going backwards. You're talking about yesterday. The JOLTS report came in much weaker. So yeah, you're starting to see things retrace. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm not hanging up my cleats, so to speak, and I'm not giving up and going, oh my God, it's terrible. We got to sell everything we own. We got to do this. I'm not doing that because I still believe in America and I believe in the free market system, and I think there's a way for us to climb out of this. I can see that. What do you think?
Well, listen, you never want to bend on the end of the world. It's going to only happen one time, and you can take advantage. But sometimes, if you're smart, in regards to slowdowns and end up making your business stronger for the long run. We have major issues as far as the direction of this country. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I talk about this often. And I get into it with you know, Republicans because Republicans have been completely ineffective in shrinking the size of government. I do think that, you know, we've been on this pace. We've kind of Europeanized in many aspects this country with all the handouts and giveaways and entitlements. And it's difficult to pull back from all of that. I mean, the Republican Party, you know, they just came out and said, okay, it's done. We're not even going to try to get rid of Obamacare. Forget about it. But we kind of knew that was the case, you know, even with the whole McCain-Trump thing back in the day. But every new entitlement, every new handout, every new giveaway, I mean, the Republicans, they give up lip service, but they never stop anything. And, again, that changes the dynamic in our economy, and it makes our growth a lot more anemic and will force slower growth moving forward.
Now, what is protection prosperity? And I'll explain where I'm coming from. There's a story here that says, and I quote from the Gallup poll people, voters prefer the GOP over the Democrats for protection prosperity. What are they talking about?
I don't know. I mean, protection prosperity, I'm sure it has something to do with law and order issues. The violent crime that we see on a regular basis is just, it makes you want to pull your hair out. It's almost like I dread, you know, getting up and looking at some of the stories, and you see things that are happening around the country that are just unspeakable acts of violence, which just seem to be the norm now. So I don't know, maybe it has something to do with that.
Now, Princeton University is not very far away from where you are, right?
Nope, not too far.
So, the headline reads, wealthy Princeton University could offer free tuition.
Well, many schools could offer free tuition based upon the size of their endowments, the amount of money that they have, the billions of dollars that they have. They could put that to use, I mean, just off the interest alone. You know, nobody needs to be paying any tuition to Harvard. The amount of money that they have in their endowment, it's astronomical. And again, if you think about it, it's kind of funny. These are institutions that call themselves nonprofit. I mean, last time I checked, I mean, I think Harvard's endowment got close to $40 billion. Think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's my second. Wow, yeah, unbelievable. Now, majority of the Americans being asked the question are pessimistic about our standard of living and think it could get worse because of the economy wobbling.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, people are feeling it now when it comes to food, when it comes to energy. You know, I can talk about this again and again and again. I mean, inflation has come down for many things, not everything. But the worst things out there are the things that you have to spend money on every single day, the cost of food. That hasn't come down. The cost of energy has not come down. The people are going to be shocked when they see their bills this winter. I mean, it's going to be very high.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. And I don't know what we can do about it. But obviously, people are running around. Some people are turning the lights off in their house. All you see at night is television.
I'm sorry? With the television?
Some people are turning off most of the power in their house at night because of electricity going up. All you see is a television turned on.
I mean, I do that all the time. I hate waste. I hate losing my... I'm the same way. I go around, check the lights, make sure, you know, that the things are off. But, yeah, I think people are going to be a little bit more, I guess, attuned to that.
Now, the United States has offered to supply green fuel to Japan with bioethanol. Apparently they're not making any or don't have the ability.
What does it cost to make this stuff? I don't know.
It's made out of corn, right?
What kind of ethanol is it?
Bioethanol. Isn't it the corn?
Maybe if that's the corn stuff. I guess, you know, that they want to start blending that into their gasoline like we do too. It's completely ineffective. You know, I could say, just talking about the high food costs. Maybe we get rid of ethanol. Maybe we start growing some more crops, and maybe food prices will come down.
Well, maybe we can use apples, cherries, peaches, grapefruit, oranges, you know. There's other stuff, I think.
Then Brazil, that you...
Yeah, they use orange juice, I think. All right. Yeah, I got to let you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend. Be careful. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, don't go anywhere. I shall be right back with Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland All-Star Rural.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.